And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how about that moon?
Yeah,
Did you see it?
Yeah, we got the big moon going on. It's the worm something moon.
They got a name for every one of these full moons now, yeah. Man. Remember, it was just used to be like one of them, the wolf moon and the blue moon. Now there's a different one. Whatever it's called, it's big and bright.
Maybe we can rename it, like this one would be the, would this be the slick lure moon, or would this be the, the grub on the bottom?
This would be the moon before it gets really good. How about that?
That's good. By the way, we're talking with Captain Bobby Abrascato right now, but you'll be able to talk to him over the weekend at the Guide's Corner at the Mobile Boat Show. But Bobby, what's been going on this week with this moon? It's not February, but it's not May. So what are the trout doing?
Well, you just described it right there. And this is, I was talking to the crew I had yesterday, and this conversation came up. And this is just like one of those tricky times of year where, you know, I don't have to tell you, because, and everybody knows this, you don't know when you walk out the door in the morning what to be wearing. And it's still at those kind of deals where we're getting, you know, 40 degree night and 80 degree days, and then we're going to have 40 degree weather. And you just, you know, it keeps everybody confused. But here's the thing is, I've been noticing, especially here in the last day or so, last couple of days, a couple of the fish we've cleaned have had some small roe sacks in them. And basically, ooh, what that means is they're getting ready to start doing their thing, you know. So it ain't going to be too much longer. We get a little stretch of some warm weather. Certainly by this time next month, it'll really be on as far as like a springtime transition. But in the meantime, I don't want to down it like it sounds bad, because we've had some fantastic trips, man. You know, it's like we talked about the last time you and I talked, though, is when you're leaving right now, you better have a bunch of different stuff tied on, because, or be willing to try a bunch of different stuff, because one day it's all voodoos under corks, the next day it's slick lures, top waters one day. You better have a little bit of everything, and it's just amazing how it changes from day to day. The fish kind of tell you what they want. The other thing I noticed, too, is they were talking about, when we were talking about slick lures, I'm talking about fish slicks. I noticed yesterday we had fish slicks, some fish slicking, which tells me they're kind of tending towards that transitional thing too. So, you know, as we go on here in the next several weeks, we're going to be talking a lot about that, you know, transitional early spring pattern when you're drifting these featureless areas, and you're going to have to be looking for those signs. But some of those signs are already starting to show up. So anyway, a lot of good things going on, man. I'm telling you, I'm excited. We just don't need any kind of big deluge. But even if we get it, they're about ready to move out of these rivers anyway, so it's really not going to affect them. You just end up out in the bays doing your top waters and your cork fishing and that sort of thing. So it's all good, man. It's all good.
That's good.
Looking forward to talking about it at the boat show.
That's right. And then moving out, that's got me excited. Things, spring. I mean, we're going to wake up and it'll be May. It'll be May, and it'll be like 4 days out from the full moon in May.
Miss Kim always goes, let's not rush our lives away, but that does to us trout fishermen do tend to look forward to that.
That's for sure. Bobby, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you more, of course, over the weekend at the boat show.
Sounds good, my friend. I will see you down there this weekend.
There he goes, Captain Bobby Abrascato, and this is the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company.